Phone Boy Speaks, episode 856, Information Sharing Saves Lives. In the information security industry, we talk about information sharing and full disclosure and that kind of thing. And the idea being that the threats that are out there, people have a right to know about what those things are, and so that they can either upgrade to the version that's been fixed or take whatever steps are appropriate. And this is at least within the InfoSec community. I mean, again, there's some debate about exactly how long you wait before you consider it responsible disclosure. All of these things, right? And there's debates about some of the finer points of it, but the concept that vulnerability information should generally be shared, I think, is pretty it's pretty well accepted, at least in the InfoSec community, that this information should be shared so people can better protect themselves, or companies can better protect themselves. Unfortunately, we have a much less enlightened point of view, it seems, when it comes to medical research. And had the information that was out there about Ebola had actually been not behind paywalls, much of the problems in Liberia with the Ebola outbreak could have probably been prevented. The worst part is the information in question is, well, relatively old. And but unfortunately, to get that information, they would have had to pay about $45, which is half of a week's salary for a medical practitioner or a doctor in Liberia. So even though this information was even written by a Liberian scientist, Liberians doctors can't get the information, which is just ridiculous. And these sorts of things, right? Not sharing this information can have serious issues, and I could get into the politics of this, but of course, this is kind of a political issue, I guess, as well. The information, there's those who say, well, we should pay for the reports or whatever, but it's about saving lives, and I don't put a price tag on saving lives, or at least not the same way that. Apparently these outfits that actually charge for some of this basic health information, and old basic health information at that. I mean, this is not even to talk about like the cost of drugs and how much they charge and blah blah blah, but basic medical research on infectious diseases. I think this is the kind of thing that needs to be out there, right? Can understand. There's got to be some balance between. So these companies can still make money and do the kinds of things they're going to do, but basic health information, it seems like it should just be out there. I don't know why that stuff has to be behind a paywall, especially in these countries where I could understand even charging Americans the $45 or whatever, but in those countries that information should just be available. I mean, they need to be able to protect themselves, and this is, to me, I look at this as even more important than the information disclosure and stuff we do in the InfoSec space, because we're saving lives here. And this is, you can read this article in TechDirt, it talks about it, and it's just amazing to me that because these companies that control this data aren't willing to share it without getting some gold press latinum in exchange for it, that people are dying, and I got an issue with that. And that's just that is the issue. It's that this kind of information sharing would save lives, but these companies clearly don't see it that way. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.